what other services can we do to go the extra mile for our customers?
But our main focus is on affordable, how to bring the affordable American dream back.
Once my parents get to 80, 90 years old, I don't want to go see them at a nursing home.
Saddlebrook, building dreams and transforming lives. We believe in. Welcome, guys, back to the Tiny Home Podcast powered by Saddlebrook. I'm your host, Chris. I'm back here again with Colton and Kyler. What's up, guys?
What's up? Good to have you back, man. Chris.
How's your week been going so far?
Feeling good. Excited about this tiny home movement we got going on.
Man, that's awesome. How about you, Colton? How's your week going in Saddlebrook?
If it was any better, I probably wouldn't be here today. It's amazing.
That's awesome, man.
I'm not even going to lie. I mean, just the people that you get to meet on an everyday basis in this business. I mean, we have people flying in on private jets and planes and it's just amazing of what we've created here. So I love it. I'm glad to be here.
A little recap of the week. We just got back from Arizona and we were just out for 3 days networking, working out with entrepreneurs that think the same way, that are looking for different ways to make not only the tiny home and the modular space more better, it's to make the whole country better, right? So I think that's the topic today we're going to be talking about, is how do we make this tiny home, how do we bring back the affordable American dream?
Of course.
That is something over the weekend, just recapping, is the networking and the opportunity that's still out there, no matter how old or young you are. Get out there and do something and, get off your butt and go network. Go get something done. So I'm super excited for this podcast.
Yep. And to recap last episode, right, I love that you said affordable living and you said private jets. How do affordable living and private jets go together, right? So last week we kind of talked about, we started as shed builders. What is Saddlebrook? We were shed builders. Now it's grown into something so huge that there's investors trying to not only capitalize, right, but help affordable people that need affordable living with these communities and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'll let him talk about, but it's interesting that you say that, how do we, we started with just a little shed. It started with a backyard shed, started with a small dream of saying, hey, how do we build a shed? How do we get backyard storage back? How do we do that? And now we're in the space where, we're doing anywhere from 40 to 100 tiny homes and modular homes now. So it's a way bigger vision. And so Colton, the CEO of Saddlebrook, I'll let him talk about the vision behind, why did we switch from building sheds, which we're still building sheds, but our main focus is on affordable, how to bring the affordable American dream back. What's the biggest demand out there? So we're still building sheds, but I'll let him talk on what the vision is of Saddlebrook and where we're taking this tiny home movement to.
You mentioned how does a tiny home and jets go together? And, it's really to these investors that, it's called a ready-built community or ready-to-rent community. That's what they're calling it. So they're building these homes ready to rent communities is what I call it. And so they're, if you look at just the cost per square foot to build, if you're building a duplex or a townhome or anything like that, well, it is a culture that you're building within that community. But the community that right now that is sweeping over this nation is, people want to get out of the city limits. They want to get out of, the town life. Yep. And they want to raise a kid, or they have a family that they're trying to get out of the city.
Tired of landlords.
God. And so, with these ready-built communities, they have a piece of life that they can turn into their lifestyle. And these investors, now we've had so many call-ins, and now we're building many communities already. We have orders going to Tlingua, Texas. We have orders going to Williams, Arizona. And these communities that hotel investors that we sell to, that they're now seeing, the market shift from building hotels to building these, tiny home communities. And, that's where the private jets come in, because, they're so, time management is their number one thing. So and I say private jets, they're flying in to the nearest airport. And I love it. Those are so nice people. They're not here to only capitalize on the investment, but they're here to make a difference.
To solve an issue, right?
They're solving a national crisis.
Yeah, there's no doubt that affordability is an issue. We're not even talking about affordable homes. How about affordable groceries or, you know, affordable car.
With where inflation's at, yeah.
So the fact that we kind of get to tap into the affordable market, and if everywhere, everyone needs a house to live in. And kind of before I ask my next question, I mean, we're not only doing this for regular people, we're doing this for veterans, seniors,
correct,
who maybe, you know, Social Security is just not enough, veterans, religious housing. I mean, there's so many people that need affordable living, right? I actually had this investor the other day call me. He wants to do like 15 to 20 units. And obviously, come on, it is an investment. You are investing money. I'm like, hey, so what's your motive behind this? He told me, well, I'm tired of the rents that they're charging old people like me, he said. Mm-hmm. He literally wants to help people his age that can't afford rent. Like, how do you feel that we're part of that? Like, how do you feel that investors are giving us the time of day to trust us to do this for them? And why can't other future investors trust us with building their communities?
I mean, the answer is they can and they will. You know, speaking about the older, you know, I call them 55 and older communities.
Yeah.
You know, that's the limit that they're putting on, is like you have to be 55 and older to be a part of this community. But in that generation, we're not only speaking to the investors. I mean, we've had so many, you know, kids that they're in their 30s, but their parents are in, you know, the 60s and 70s. Like, we had one go to Arkansas the other day that, you know, they live 15 miles down the way. They have a 3,000 square foot house, but they're in their late 70s.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't want to take them to the nursing home because that's not a life. You know, and you don't want, you know, I don't want my parents when they get to 80 or 90 years old that I have to go see them at a nursing home. And so a lot of our customers, they come and say, you know, I have a backyard, Chris, I'm going to put, you know, a tiny home, a two bedroom, a one bedroom. Right. You know, we were designing, you were down there with me, we were designing a tiny home for Billy. And, you know, Billy's in his 80s, had a 800 credit score. But, you know, he didn't want to go to the nursing home, and his, you know, his daughter came with them, and, you know, she's letting them put this unit on in her backyard, so that it's not really, they're not living with her, but if anything happens, they have the peace of mind that they're in the backyard and they can take care of them.
Yep.
You know, they still come with a kitchen. So your parents are not coming to your kitchen and, you know, cooking for you or with you. They still have their own home, but they're also close enough to where if something does happen, you know, if once my parents get to 80, 90 years old, I don't want to go see them at a nursing home.
Right.
Because I want their last 10 years to create memories, to create a lifestyle of everything that, you know, you want the best for your parents.
I mean, we've all heard the nursing story horror, the horror nursing home horror stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's people die quicker in nursing homes, and it's not even to be mean, but this is an awesome alternative that people are starting to get enlightened to. Tiny homes. Why don't we just have like an ADU, right? Why don't we just have something where my parents could stay close, but they're not really living with me? We, you know, we have those situations where, you know, the kids feel overwhelmed with the parents living inside the home. I mean, we just had, I don't want to name drop, but, you know, the person we just had, that they needed their father to live behind them because when their kids come, there's just not enough space, mm-hmm. You know? So the fact that we get to solve those issues is amazing. But a lot of the questions I've been getting is like, how do we build this home? Like, what materials do we really use? When people, obviously, like we talked on the last podcast, when people hear affordability, they think cheap, right? So
right.
Down to the bone, like, how do we build these and how do we make sure it goes from A to Z at 100%?
One thing, top quality materials.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, we try to pride ourselves with, you know, the best of the best. Like I said on the last podcast, I have to create a product so well put together that it comes to your property looking like it's brand new, but it didn't have the history of driving down the road at 60, 70 miles an hour, hitting all of the, you know, the road bumps and the holes and the potholes. And so you have to create a product that well put together that it still looks brand new when it gets to your property. And, you know, what materials do we use? We use the best. You know,
top grade
warranties.
Number
one lumber. We don't use number twos or number threes. Like, we pride ourselves in that. But, you know, when you say affordability, it's really just, you know, we buy our materials the same way you buy it. Like, we use Home Depot. But if you buy on volume because of the amount of lumber that we purchase, well, absolutely, my price is going to be cheaper than your price if you're only buying, you know, 50 2x4s.
Yep.
You know, we buy 30 bundles of studs every month.
So what you're saying is that the end user is actually getting that discount because of
Correct.
How much we buy.
Right. And it's just all a volume. That's how America works. The more you buy, the more of a wholesale discount that you're going to get.
It's like creating a community. So the more customers that we have, the better prices we're going to be able to get on materials to which we can give those discounts to customers.
That's real awesome. So you really think the more customers come with us, the cheaper
we volume can. Solves everything. Volume, yeah. If you create a big community, which we have, we've had tons of customers come in every single month that come in here. They're either tired of paying rent. I was just checking on rent. Rents have gone up the last decade 40%. Where is it going to be in the next 5 years? They're going to continue to go up, right?
Yeah.
So saying that, like, you know, if we create a community and we have all these people come in that want the demand, we can have the buying power to go buy even materials even cheaper, right? So yeah, they're getting that discount, you know, when they're buying because of the buying power that we have.
Well, that's awesome. So one of the things we've had issues in the past is financing, right? We did talk about it in the past, like in the last podcast, but people would have to either go to their own bank, and a lot of them would get denied. Some of them would get approved, right? Mm-hmm. And if you just don't have the cash, you couldn't have a tiny home, right? That's just how it was. Now that we implemented financing, like, what have you seen change in customers kind of coming in and buying?
It's a game changer. I mean, yeah. let's say, you know, you're well adversed in, you know, there's so many types of financing that we can do. We get very creative on the financing because it's all in-house now. So we finance your build. There's nobody else.
Come in and leave finance the same day.
Right.
So, and before you do that, we've seen that need. Like, just, you know, is there any good financing for a tiny home? Unless you're paying cash, right? So we seen that need, and he took over that and said, hey, man, we sat down and we've been doing this for what, 2 years of looking and saying, how do we solve this problem? Like, the customers are coming in, but there's really no financing out there to make it a smooth process. You can go get a 30-year mortgage, but it's a 4 to 6 month process. So I want you to share, like, I wanted to cut in there real quick and just say, the reason we're doing this is to make this industry even better. That's what we're all here about, is how do we make it better for the end consumer? How do we make it better for the person that wants to move into a home in under, you know, 90 to 120 days and not have to wait a year to get a house built?
You know, on the financing, there's so many ways that you can finance, from, you know, up to a, you know, if you want just a house behind somebody else's property, a bank will not take the landowner and finance to somebody else if they're, you know, you collateralize the land for this finance. You know, we have both. We can, you know, if your parents want to, you know, put something behind your house, but you already have an existing mortgage, we have financing for that that has to have no collateral whatsoever. Yeah. And we can determine the down payment as well. So, like, for anybody that, you know, you might say, well, I have a first lien on a 30-year mortgage that we have 5 years ago, so we can't go get another loan. But my parents, I have enough space to put them in the back. Well, we can finance that because we know how to take the equity and take the actual value of that home and put it into a loan. You know, it's basically like a car loan. They know the value of the car. And so, you know, they'll tell you the value of the car. They know, you know, it's called comps in the finance world. Yeah. The other finances, we now go up to, you know, 30-year mortgage. There's a minimum square footage of 640 square feet. And there's some other qualifications that you have to have. And of course, it's getting a loan. It's not just a walk in the park. Hey, here's my credit score. Here's my Social Security. I want this. You know, there's a whole process that we've created to, you know, ensure that you have that financing. But we've eliminated the 4 to 5 month wait time for you to get approved and start building. And so I think that's huge for the industry. You know, once we close, we can get started in less than a week. Like, there's no other company out there that can say that. There's no other that I'm aware of. There might be, but the, you know, I've been in this industry long enough to know that it's a worldwide crisis. It's a nationwide crisis to where, you know, they don't know how to, they don't know how to take the value of what we build and put it into a finance package.
Right.
And that's what we really solved is, you know, we've created our own comps in-house and we know how to value that home and how to give the correct appraisal, stuff like that. And the biggest thing is, you know, if you go on a 30-year mortgage or even if you buy in cash, you're buying an investment. And we have so many people, Chris, that come in here and they're spending their life savings with us.
Oh, yeah.
And I always tell them, don't buy from me if you think that your investment is not worth it. I've seen the value of these homes over the last 3-4 years. People have bought this product and now have resold it to somebody else, and they made hundreds of thousands of dollars on some units. We had a case study in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. All in from us was $120,000. And this isn't a great, you know, you can't do this everywhere, right, Chris? But he turned around and sold that one unit that he had $120,000 in and sold it for $450,000. That was an Airbnb investment.
Wow.
And he did it not only one time, but three times. Over and over and over again. And he still, you know, he bought two more yesterday. And so, you know, if you know how to collateralize and to build these, you know, we've all been in real estate. And as an investor, it's location, location, location. That's the biggest thing with, you know, even as an in-home buyer, you don't, you know, if you're looking at an investment standpoint, what's the best location? You know, you can't put
location,
it in.
Location, location, location.
You can't put it in. You know, the, you know, way outside of anything that there's no comps around and get the best $200 a square foot when you sell. So if you're around that community and, you know, they're selling for $400 or $500 a square foot, yes, you're going to make a killing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of creative ways. I love, you know, where the real estate market is going. I follow it every day, every year, every month, and where it's going to. I mean, you know, I talk to so many realtors every week and they're like, Colton, like nobody's buying. And then I smile at them and say, you know, I've been the busiest I've ever been, because you have to get creative in a market like this. And it's the affordable, you know, we just signed up a real estate dealer for sales because she saw the market that we have and the need. She said, Colton, I have 50 clients right now that need what you have. But realtors can't sell this. You know, realtors can't give you what I can give you. And, you know, you're cutting all of that commission out. You're cutting all the closings out. You're cutting all of that out to where it's just, you know, it's a win-win for the customer. Yeah.
And I like that you said getting creative, right? Because I feel like that's what kind of separates Saddlebrook, is we get creative. We don't quit on a customer. You know, I've had a lot of people come to me, and maybe you guys could share a story, that other companies, not to point out other companies, but just other, even realtors in general, have quit on their situation, right? Mm-hmm. We don't quit on your situation. If you need land, man, out, man, right now we have an investor coming from New York. I mean, I'm personally finding land because he knows nothing about Houston. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what can we do? Like, what other services can we do to go the extra mile for our customers?
And we were talking about this one. I think that this one thing that sets us apart, and, you know, I'm 25, you're 23. Most of the, you know, Howard, you're 23, 22. Most of the company is, we're building a younger generation, and we're being creative.
Gen
how
Z,
many deals,
baby.
Yeah.
Gen how many Z. deals have we done? You know, I would say we're the number one custom home builder in this space of building custom homes and being creative. I mean, talk about the different strategies that we did. I mean, there's tons of different strategies we did to get this person in the home, to make it work, to, you know, go around land deals and to, you know, do all those things. But I think that's what sets us apart is just the creativeness that we put in and the time that we put in with every single person, no matter if you're buying a $60,000 product or a $200,000 product, we're going to give you that same attention and make sure that, hey, this deal works perfectly for you. Because if you don't see the value in working with us, then it's probably not the right, you know, the right home, you know? So share like all the different strategies that me and you have done of creating this. And we've learned from a lot of them. You know, we went to Georgia and we figured out, hey, if you go to Georgia and take a home there, if you don't have the process built as an investor, we've taken so many hits of figuring out a process. How do we get the people over in Georgia a home? How do you get it delivered over there? What are the codes and, you know, the restrictions and things like that? You know, it's being creative.
And I think, you know, back to your question, Chris, what else do we offer? And, you know, what I've tried to do in the last 3 years is create a process to where if you need an engineer, we have that. If you need a site plan to submit to the city or, a municipality, whatever, we can get that for you. If you need permits, up to, you know, water permits, electric permits, house permits, moving permits, we have that in-house. So, you know, even on permits alone, I was talking to our permit agent last night. And I'm like, you know, they were asking me a bunch of questions like, hey, what's your biggest need in this market? And I was like, well, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, most of our clients, they're blue collar. They work hard. They have, you know, 5-6 day, you know, a week job. And I said, the biggest thing is permits. I said, you know, we're always waiting on permits because, you know, as an individual, that's how you make your life. You know, you feed your family by going to work.
Right.
That's our customer. And so, you know, if you need a permit, you have to go and take off work to submit the permit, to submit everything, and you might have to take another day off if you didn't, you know, submit the right things to that, you know, to that city or whatever, that HOA. And, you know, a lot of companies don't even have engineered plans. You know, it goes back to, we're working with a school district for affordable teacher housing in Colorado. And Colorado is very different than Texas. You have to go through the state. You have to get all of these permits. And there's a process. Like, you can't get a building permit if you don't have the septic permit first. You know, who would know that? Like, I wouldn't know that. So having a, you know, that resource in the back pocket that we have and say, okay, listen, Mr. Customer, like, you don't worry about any of that. Like, we take care of that. Like, we're having our engineers work with the city and the state of Colorado. Like, we're not personally talking to them because, you know, I'm not good at engineering, but I have a great engineering team. And so that's what we can offer. And, you know, a lot of these, like, Arizona just passed, you know, new laws into effect of ADUs and tiny homes and how cities and states, how they classify these and how you can now put them in city limits and stuff like that. And so if you have the right resources to, you know, if the city needs an engineered structural plan, if they need a site plan, if they need permits, you know, permits are hard to pull. Like, we can do all of that. And not only are we doing that, you know, we're taking care of the building part. We're taking care of, you know, if you want this type of granite, you don't have to go to Home Depot and pick out your granite. We have that in-house to where these are the options. And, you know, we do from everything from A to Z, delivery, setup, connecting your electrical, connecting your plumbing, your decks, your skirting, concrete, so we foundations.
Have people for all of that. We do,
right. You know, if you need a concrete foundation, you know, we just did one in Damascus, Arkansas. We had to have an engineered concrete foundation plan to submit to the, you know, the city of Damascus. And guess what? You know, we submitted everything. Got approved, you know, we just now, got everything done and, you know, now they're living in their brand new home and it's on a 30-year mortgage.
That's awesome. So how is the permitting process for tiny homes? Is it any different for like a regular home or a building? Like,
I think we're talking two different. So tiny homes and modular. I think we need to separate.
There's a very difference in, you know, how a tiny home is classified versus a modular home. A tiny home is, you know, under 399 square foot, that's considered a tiny home. A modular home is anything above 400 square feet.
Yeah.
And so we do a lot of both. But honestly, Chris, what I've seen is every state and every city, like, they're all different. You know, there's some cities in Texas or some, you know, counties in Texas that don't require anything. They're like, you own the land, you can put whatever, you can build whatever.
Yeah.
You know, a state like Colorado, they're like, whoa, we have to have this before you come in. Like, Colorado, you have to have a licensed installer. But if you, you know, if you don't know that, then, you know, you might invest with a company that might not know that either. And then they get out to your site and then, you know, you're not approved. And then now the state's fining you daily or weekly on that build because you didn't follow the right process. So it's huge. Like every, and they're, you know, the people that we work with on our permitting team, you know, they're licensed in every state. So they know exactly of what it's required, and they research every county, every state, every city, every HOA that we have to go into. You know, we submit everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, the laws are changing on a regular basis. Like, they don't stay the same. You know, we're not, you know, we don't have to submit the permits that we had to 2 years ago. Like, they're all different, and they're all different requirements that we need.
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to go back to the financing part. There was one part I really wanted to kind of hound on, and that's how fast people are getting approved. Yes, it's a bit of a more tedious process, right? It's not like walking into a dealership, going out in 2-3 hours, but we can literally get funded and started building in 2 weeks. Am I right?
You're right.
That is so insane. It's so unheard of. How do you even get from no financing to getting financed in 14 days? Like, that's insane.
It's just being very creative. And, you know, we have a great legal team on the back end.
Good relationships.
That, you know, there's a lot of laws on finance. I'm not going to get into the legal part of finance. But, you know, it's just having a great team that, you know, we had a vision. You know, we want to help the end consumer. And, you know, not everybody has $100,000 or $150,000 in their bank account. And if they do, that's their life savings on some, you know, some cases. And so what I wanted to do as a CEO is create a finance department that, you know, you might have $20,000. You know, we can use that as a down payment. And now you're looking at a $700 a month payment, you know, $800 a month payment.
Even for a brand new rent.
For a brand new home, you know what I mean? And you're building equity with every payment that you submit. And so that was my whole vision is, you know, I looked at the industry as a whole, and there wasn't just a quick fix, like a car industry. If I would set up a dealership today, like they already have all of that financing done. If you're in the mobile home space, you already have all of that financing done. But in our space, I've talked to so many industry leaders, and they're like, we have nothing. And, you know, being the person that I am, I'm like, okay. I said, if the mobile home industry can do it, I can as well. If the car industry can do it, I can as well. If the housing industry needs this, this is the most important thing that I can focus on in, you know, the last quarter. And, you know, I really focus on it the last 3-4 months. And, you know, we've created, you know, one of the only ones in America right now.
That's awesome. So it feels like we really are paving the way to make it as easy as possible for our customers, right? And that's
the whole vision. You know, the whole vision was, how can you create that financing to where when a customer walks in, they can feel like the whole process, the whole weight. You know, if you've ever been into a, you know, a home project or building your own home, it's stressful. Like, we have so many customers that come in and say, you know, we looked at building a barn dominium. We looked at building a stick built home. And the process, Colton, is just so much. Like, there's so much stress, and it takes a year. And they're having to, you know, on a construction loan, you're having to make payments every month. And, you know, if your contractors don't show up, you're still making that payment to the construction loan of whatever you draw out. We fixed all of that. Like, there's no construction loan process. Like, all of that's funded through us. There's no interest payments that you have to make every month. You know, once we close, the whole 120-day build time, there's no construction interest fees at all, like zero.
No payments till delivery.
There's no payments until you're moving into the house. And so...
Our customers could be worry-free until the home is there.
Because if they're living, let's just say, let's take a customer that's living in an apartment or living in, let's say, a rent house or something like that. They say, hey, my parents, I inherited land, or hey, I found this lot. Let's say I found this 5 acres, 2 acres, whatever. But let's say it takes us 120 days to build a home. What he's saying is let's say they saved up $20,000 or $50,000, whatever. They wanted to put a small down payment down, but they didn't have to make two payments, one to rent and one to a construction loan, interest loan, they can be like stress-free of, you know, having that stress of making two payments, trying to still buy groceries, because you've seen inflation. Inflation is out of the roof right now. Not with just stick-built homes and homes. It is with groceries. It's with gas. It's with all these little expenses that you don't really see, but they can be stress-free. And that's one thing that we had in our heart, like a mission was to, how do we get to where they don't have to have any payments till this thing, to where they can move out of their rent house or wherever they're at right now into this home?
Yeah. And I love that we're doing that, because for people who are not familiar with Saddlebrook, we're not just building tiny homes, right? Our slogan is building dreams, transforming lives. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to change the actual world. And it's not until you realize how severe affordable living, the issue of affordable living is that you understand we will not make an impact unless we really try to play big. I mean, we have customers calling us from Florida, North Carolina. I mean, the other day I had a customer in Washington, right? Guys, we're in DeKalb, Texas.
One of the smallest towns.
Towns in Texas, getting calls from people in major cities.
Michigan, Iowa.
2,000 miles away.
Arizona, New Mexico.
Yeah, Georgia. How do you guys really feel about that? And like, what's the next step for Saddlebrook to expand and really take care of people's needs, like outside of just Texas?
You know, the vision is to create, you know, more plants, you know, in strategic areas that we can supply even faster, to, you know, build more homes. And, you know, if I was just talking to a friend of mine, he lives in Dallas and he rents just a studio apartment, and it's just basic. And, you know, his rents are $2,000 before utilities, before electric, before water. And it's a one bedroom studio apartment. Like, you know, that's our customer base as well. You know, it's from the 55 and older community. It's for the investors. It's for these people that are paying $2,000-$3,000 in rent in the city, because they can't, you know, they don't know, they can't go buy a $400,000 house. You know, that's a $3,000-$4,000 payment too. And that's the only thing that's available. You know, if you buy a $150,000 house, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to renovate and, you know, upgrade everything around there. So that's a 3 to 6 month process on a, you know, might be 50-year-old home, versus now you're getting a brand new home from the very beginning at the same price as, you know, a 100-year-old home that was built 100 years ago and now needs to be stripped completely and, wires, you know, rebuilt, plumbing, you know, wiring, plumbing, insulation. And then you have flooring. You know, if it was built on a, you know, a concrete foundation, you might be good, but the concrete might, you know, the foundation might have been cracked. Or if you build it on a pier and beam, you know, 9 times out of 10, I've done some remodels, you're going to have to go underneath there and re-level the whole house. Yep. And so, you know, a lot of those things we're eliminating. And, you know, back to investors, like, they're seeing that. And they're like, you know, what you guys are per square foot, I can't even buy a 150-year-old home for that same price, because I have to go in and spend $30, $40, $50 more per square foot just to get it to be able to rent or resell.
Yeah. And so we're Saddlebrook, like, going back to that, to investors, to anyone, like, when we say tiny home, you know, you're thinking a tiny home on wheels, you're thinking 399 square feet, you're thinking small areas and all that. Our average home is what, 1,000 square feet?
800.
So it's comfortable living. So you're thinking small apartment, one bed, one bath. Our 1,000 square foot home is 3 bed, 2 bath, right?
Yeah, that's all, all on one floor.
So that's where we see Saddlebrook going. Our vision is big. In order for us to dream big and to build these companies, you know, we talked about the other day the amount of people that we get to feed and the amount of employees we get to hire and everything, you know, to build this. It's really incredible. It's incredible to see we can, you know, the demand out there to keep, you know, that affordable American dream alive. Is that's what we're here for. That's the mission. That's why I wake up every single morning. I wake up and I say, how do we make the tiny home modular space even better? How do we provide homes in areas that we can't get it to right now, right? So we're always thinking, what's the next steps? What's the next best technology? What's the next best lighting that we can put in our housing that's going to last you 40 plus years? what's the type of insulation that we can put in that's going to be energy efficient so we can get your electric bills down. So we're thinking 20 steps ahead how we can save the end consumer money.
Yep. So I just have a couple questions kind of talking about Saddlebrook and why we care so much. I feel like that really has to do with like our core values. I just want to speak on the first two, which is our first core value, which is Christ-centered, followed by excellence, right? So ever since we implemented those core values, how has our customer care, customer experience, or even business changed?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I mean, and I'll let you touch on it too, because sometimes we think a little different. But Christ being like, in the, you know, we both grew up, we went to church, church going people. My parents always loved God. Like I said, you know, we always believed in it, but you know, are you building the company on being Christ-centered? And what does Christ-centered mean? You know, on all the 10 core values that we have, everything reflects on being Christ-centered. So how do we treat our customers? How do we have customer service? How do we treat our team? How do we treat our employees? How do we, you know, care for our customers? It's the same as Jesus loved the church, right? And the way I look at it is the business world, that is the church. How we impact the people that we meet every single day.
How,
when you show up as a customer, how we're going to meet you, how we're going to greet you, how we're going to bring you in and treat you and take you on that tour and to give you that hospitality exactly like Jesus did, right? So you could say we're Jesus followers. We're building a company that's kingdom based, that's moving the kingdom forward. And you see Saddlebrook Army. It's a movement. You know, I look at Saddlebrook and when we founded back in 18, you know, I never thought that the dream, you know, building a shed and it was going to move this fast. And it was going to, you know, we're going to be building tiny homes. We're going to be shipping them to Arizona, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Mexico, Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. Did that one dream? No, but God always has a bigger plan, right? And so I look at Saddlebrook and I'm like, Saddlebrook is not just a tiny home or modular home builder. It's a movement. It's a movement of change. It's a movement to forward the kingdom. It's changed the people's lives. It changed the companies, you know, the company from where we're at, where we're going. It's changing everything. And honestly, if you're in a state where we can't serve you right now, always look at the company's core values before you make the decision. And are they living that, right? So that's the reason we chose Christ-centered is the importance that it keeps us in check of who we want and where we want to go.
I think for me, it's like a lot of unity that comes with our company, right? Our company is very unified. You know, we go to church together. We go out to eat together. We laugh together. We joke around together. And what that
we live life together.
We live life together. I mean, he lives down the... I live like... I'm his neighbor. You know what I mean?
Around the corner.
Around the corner. Brotherhood.
Yeah. So what that allows is like, we're all so happy going into work. I mean, we don't dread coming here at all. Like it's fun.
Yeah.
Talking to customers, talking to investors. I mean, even when we get rejected, we're happy because it's like on to the next. All right? They didn't need help, but someone else there actually does. How many no's do we have to get before we get to that yes, that person that actually needs it, right? And that Christ-centered excellence, all our core values, it just allows for such a great and happy environment. And guys, for anybody who does want a tiny home, we're your company. We're going to take care of you. I mean, we're here 25/7, right? Yeah. Anytime you want a tiny home, anytime. I mean, listen, there's customers that we have created such good relationships with. We're just friends at this point.
Yeah.
they send us pictures of when they went hog hunting or when they went golfing or, you know, they're telling us about birthday parties, which is insane because that's what we're trying to do.
I get. Go back to Saddlebrook is not just building dreams, transforming lives. Saddlebrook is a movement. So Colton, before we end this podcast, I want to share a little bit for anyone that's watching. If it's an investor, if it's a first time home buyer, if it's a, you know, someone that's living in an apartment, someone that's 55 and older, or someone that just is dreaming to get the next home, like where is Saddlebrook going as far as custom home building and sizes and modular home? Like what are we doing? Like just over the next year, what are we focusing on? Where do you see us going?
I mean, we're focusing on even, you know, what's, you know, now how can we serve the bigger families? You know, if you have five or 10 kids, we grew up in a Mennonite household. So we had, you know, there's seven of us and, you know, you can't fit
have a big house.
You can't fit that into a, you know, 1,000 square feet. So, you know, we're looking at how do we now, you know, bring a 1,600 square feet, a 2,000 square feet, a 2,500 square feet home, you know, to the market. And how do you do it at an affordable rate? You know what I mean? So, you know, we're looking at that, coming up with ideas of, you know, there's already a lot of companies doing that, but you know, they're $300,000-$500,000, $600,000-$700,000. And so how do you bring that to the affordable market? And so we're looking at that. How can we best serve our customers? And, you know, once we're ready, we're going to come out with that. We're looking at floor plans. We're looking at, you know, how do you utilize the space the best, but also how, you know, how do you build it at a timely and affordable fashion? And, you know, we want to come out with a great product every time. You know, we have models, we have, you know, we have an LT, we have an LTZ, we have a, you know, Denali, and it's not that name, yeah. But you know,
there's something for everybody. Of course.
There's something for everybody. Yeah. And so we always look at that, you know, some people want quartz countertops. Some people want granite. Some people want Formica, you know, some people want a higher quality floor. You know, they want a tile shower. Some people want a, you know, vinyl shower. Some people want a acrylic shower. Yeah. And so, there's so many options in home building that we're always looking, you know, we're always looking at new technology that you can put in. You know, we're looking at even solar panels. You know, how do you create an off-grid experience for, you know, those buyers that, you know, they have land in Colorado that don't have electric. How do you put a, you know, a solar package together that they can live completely off the grid, you know, rain catch systems, electric grid, stuff like that, you know? And so, you know, we're looking at all of that, but, you know, we're also looking at, you know, creating the best support team here to best support, you know, the current customers that we have too. Because, you know, that's also very, very important. And, you know, we're always going to grow. We're always going to learn. There's always going to be something new in the world that's going to happen. You know, we're just a growing company. I'm 23 years old, so I'm always going to be looking at, you know, what's the best thing for Saddlebrook. And, you know, if that's coming out with a, you know, a triple wide or a
triple wide,
or, you know, a 10,000 square foot house, you know, we might look at that later.
We might as well. Affordable mansion living.
Yeah, affordable Maybe. Mansion living.
Hey guys, tune in for affordable mansions in a couple
but,
of years.
You know, right now we're just looking at how do you support the best service to the customers. And, you know, that's the main thing that I think people want is they want great service. Because, you know, I look at every time that we have an order come in, I look at that and I'm like, you know what? They probably spent their life savings on investing with me. How do I create the best customer support and service? Because they, you know, they've made the greatest investment in their life to some of these people. And so, you know, how do you create the best service and support for that one customer? And so now it's just, you know, and how do you do that for every customer? We're not perfect by no means. And, you know, we always learn. We always have hard lessons that we've learned. I like to say, you know, there's never a loss. There's, you know, you always learn, you never lose. And so, you know, we always get better. If we learn something, we implement and be better the next day. So that's what's coming out with Saddlebrook, and really creating, just like solving the most difficult problems that I see in the industry. And, you know, one of those biggest ones was, you know, finance. How do you create affordable payments on a great quality product in this market? And, you know, that's what we did. So,
well, that's awesome. I love it. So that's all I have for today. I mean, yeah, hopefully we touched a lot of topics that you guys wanted to hear. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Tiny Home Podcast powered by Saddlebrook. Guys, if you like this video, drop a like. If we didn't answer any of your comments, drop a comment and we'll answer it on the next episode. If you are interested in a tiny home and how you could get one, click the link in the description. Peace out, guys. If you enjoyed this video, drop a like. If you have any questions we didn't answer, drop a comment. And guys, tune into next week's episode where we will continue to educate you about the tiny home industry.